T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us in Studio B with Kat's Five Things is Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis. Good morning. Good. You join us to tell us five things to do in the loo, and we always appreciate it because sometimes, no matter how many things are going on, when you're pressed, you know, it's like a restaurant. Where do you want to go to lunch?
And
you go, I can't think of a single place.
There's a lot going on, and it's very diverse in terms of all of the different types of things. So no matter what you're into, I've got something for you. The first one is the Orchid Show.
Which is back.
It's back at the Botanical Gardens. And, you know, if you're kind of thinking, orchids, I don't know, it's just flowers. There are over 700 different types of orchids that the botanical gardens will kind of switch out as they bloom throughout the show. So even if you go at the very beginning and maybe you decide to go back at the end, the show is always going to be a little bit different. And orchids are just these unbelievable flowers. So highly recommend it. And it's also part of the exhibit is going to be inside of the new Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center, which if you have not had a chance to go and experience the new visitor center at Mobot, you definitely should go.
I haven't yet.
Yeah, so it's stunning.
I've been by it, but
I haven't been in the place where the orchid show is. Ooh. And I've missed it because on days like this, when it's so cold, it kind of transports you to, at least you can pretend like you're in the tropics.
There you go.
That's cool. The Blues are on All-Star break, so that means...
It's Disney!
Disney on ice.
That's right. So it's they're actually presenting Into the Magic at the Enterprise Center. So Mickey and Minnie are the hosts of this magical event for kids and adults who love Disney, and it's going to feature Moana as she sets sail on a life-changing quest. Of course she does. And you're going to visit the mystical land of the dead with Miguel from Coco. There are going to be folks from Frozen and Tangled and Cinderella. So anyone who wants to get their Disney on, this is the weekend. It's February 2nd to the 5th at the Enterprise Center.
And then there's this. I don't even know if there. I don't know if there are actually tickets left for this because I would think this sells well. But Powell Hall is going to be full of Star Wars fans.
Yes, I am a huge Star Wars fan. I can remember watching Star Wars when I was a child in my footy pajamas in the back of my parents' station wagon at the drive-in, the first one that when it first came out. Anyway. That has nothing to do with Powell Symphony Hall, which is putting on, as you said, it is going to be The Force Awakens, and they will do a live score, which is beautiful. The music, it's one of the defining aspects of Star Wars, is that the music, it really kind of captures the emotions of the film in a way that only symphonic music can. So it's going to be amazing.
I didn't know that about you, your Star Wars.
I know, I love Star Wars. Star Wars and Monty Python, those are my two. Huh.
You know, I went to the symphony when they did Jurassic Park, and
yes.
I hadn't been to a performance when they do that, and it is amazing to be watching the movie and then the symphony is there doing all the music. It's pretty incredible. And
it
then
is.
To see all the kids who then get into it. The symphony is appreciate, also a plus.
Yeah, I loved Star Wars as a kid. So, like, for a fringe Star Wars fan like me, like, I'm not enthusiastic, but I, like, appreciate it. The music is
it's amazing.
Off the charts good.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't really think about how important music is to a film experience in setting the mood and transporting you as a viewer. But when you really, when you watch your different films and see how music or lack thereof is used to help kind of either like control your emotional reaction to the film. So yeah.
Now I'll tell you what I do like wholeheartedly is Cajun food. the Cajun Cook-Off in Soulard.
You're in the right place. So yes, the Cajun Cook-Off, it is a tradition. It's been going on for I don't even know how many years, but it's hard to believe it is almost time for Mardi Gras. And of course, the Cajun Cook-Off leads up to it. So all these different amateur chefs from across the region, they kind of face off cooking all these different fun Cajun dishes, but as a spectator, $65 will get you entry. It's all you can drink, of course. Bud Light and Southern Comfort Hurricanes. There's going to be a Cajun lunch, live music. It's just a lot of fun, and you can go up and kind of watch the cooks as they're doing their thing and learn some, you know, cooking tips and just have a good time.
There's always so much around Mardi Gras in St. Louis. I mean, we've got the wiener dog races and the pet parade and, you know, the parade and the Mardi Gras celebration. Does Explore St. Louis have any projections on how big it might be this year? Are we still number two in the nation?
We absolutely are number two. I don't know exactly how many people we're expecting this year, but we absolutely are the second largest Mardi Gras in the country. And it is just, I mean, every year they kind of, you know, they, even though there are all these different traditional experiences, I feel like every year that I go back, it's just more and more fun. I especially love the pet parade. It's my favorite.
I know.
Sell me on, I don't mean to be a downer here, but $65 seems a little high.
Well, it's just, all you can drink, Bud, and hurricanes.
That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
And food and music.
And the food's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Mean, really good. Off the charts good. Okay. I mean, I'm in. I'm in.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll meet you
I'll
there.
Do that. Okay. I like that. But gosh, Mardi Gras is such a great tradition, as Debbie said. I mean, what more can they do? It really is amazing when you think about it. It's not just the parade. It's not just that Saturday. It is a month plus.
It is. There are, I mean, think about it. There's the Mayor's Ball. There are all of these different types of events that kind of go into this overall celebration. And so Mardi Gras Inc. runs the Mardi Gras celebration. They've just done an amazing job creating, like you said, like all these different touch points where the city can celebrate together, whether they want to go to the actual parade or if they want to cook Cajun food or hang around with, you know, dogs dressed up in silly costumes.
And why wouldn't you?
Yes, I'm sure there will be some Star Wars dogs.
There always are.
Yes.
It's also Black History Month.
That's exactly right. And so Bellefontaine Cemetery, have either of you been?
Yes, it's amazing.
It is amazing. It is a cultural treasure that I think a lot of folks, maybe you've heard of it, but once you actually go, number one, it is always open to the public. It is, they still bury people and have cremation, like all of the services. It's not just a museum, essentially, of people, of famous St. Louisans who have been buried there. And so what they do, they have over 300 events a year to connect people to the history of the cemetery, the history of St. Louis. And this weekend, on February the 4th, there's going to be an African-American history trolley tour. So everyone's going to climb on the trolley. And then they have these incredibly knowledgeable docents and historians who take you on a two-hour tour through the cemetery. And this one in particular is focused on really amazing figures in Black history here in St. Louis. And one that is really interesting I want to mention is the Reverend John Barry Meacham. He established the Freedom School, which was actually on a steamboat that was anchored in the Free Territory in the middle of the Mississippi River in 1847.
Wow.
So these types of pieces of history that you may not have known about, it's a really wonderful way to kind of immerse yourself in that. And the grounds are stunningly beautiful. So I highly, highly recommend, even if you're not able to make this weekend, seek out the opportunity if you're at all interested in history.
I just went back to the Cajun Cook-Off because now I'm really, really interested.
Talking business. He's thinking about hurricanes.
The time is 12 to 4. It's from noon to 4. So that's good.
Day drinking.
I have an event that night, so I can't go crazy. But man, open bar, live music, good weather, mm-hmm. Cajun food. I also see $65 in advance, $75 at the door.
Ooh, so get that's good to know. Yeah, buy your tickets now.
Get them. STLMardiGras.org. Get them while they're hot. I like that. I mean, I think I'm over there for that. I just love the whole Mardi Gras scene. I feel like I haven't gone back. You know, it like takes me back to when I was in my 20s and you just like, there were no worries in the world and you just go out there and go.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of wanted to go back to it at one point, but something a little more organized, like
slightly.
The Cajun cook-off.
Yes.
Rather than just running around the streets.
Yeah, I was going to say, the parade is controlled chaos
yeah.
in the very best way. I actually live within walking distance. And so we're within the zone where you have to have the parking passes and all the stuff. So Mardi Gras for me, every year, like it's a thing. And I just pour myself a little soda and I walk myself yeah. down to the parade and watch everybody yeah. and have fun.
Because there's no sense in complaining when you live in Soulard. It just...
That's right.
It happens every year.
Yes. And
it just is.
It's a wonderful... and yeah, it's just a really cool celebration and there's so much good energy and just an excuse to blow off some steam and have a good time.
Absolutely awesome.
Well, yeah. Kat Neville, we always enjoy having you in. Those are at just five things. I'm sure there are many, many more things going on. ExploreSt.Louis.org?
Yes. .com. If you head to our website, we have an incredibly comprehensive event calendar, and you can just search by type of event or by date. I do want to mention, I would be remiss if I did not mention, that Beyonce is coming to St. Louis. It was announced yesterday. It will be at the Dome. And they're predicting that it will sell out. So make
Very
sure you
quickly.
Register. Yeah. So register for your tickets. I know Tom is going.
And as well, my daughter texted me and said, Beyonce, in all caps, Beyonce is coming to St. Louis on my birthday.
Oh, Tom's going.
Now we really are on. Yeah. Now the pressure's on for sure.
That's
now,
right.
We'll come through. Thank you, Kat.
Oh, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.